Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff White from Jeff White Fitness Solutions. I'm a certified personal trainer, wellness coach, and motivational speaker. And I'd like to welcome you to my radio show. Now, the purpose of my show is to promote not only physical fitness, but mental fitness as well. In order to survive in this world, it's important to be mentally strong, and I believe being both mentally and physically tough go hand in hand. Now, as some of you may know, I'm in the process of writing my first book, and it's titled The Three Pillars of Strength, Increasing Your Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Fitness. And it's coming out within the next couple of weeks, and I cannot wait. Now, I believe it's also important for each of us, myself included, to work on all three of these aspects of our lives simultaneously, and doing so will help us be the best we can be. Too many of us focus on just one or two of these aspects of our lives, but now it is time to work on all three together. In the book, I give tips on increasing all three of these areas of fitness, but today I want to showcase an excerpt from the book that focuses on physical and mental fitness, and it's pertaining to our body types. Now, did you all know there are three distinct body types? You have the ectomorph, the endomorph, and the mesomorph. Each have their own characteristics, and more importantly, each respond differently to exercise and training. Now, if you're on your computer, you can see some pictures I've posted of the three body types just for comparison. Now, this is important because what exercises work for a mesomorph may not yield the same results for an ectomorph or endomorph, and vice versa. Knowing what your body type is and what exercises work best for you is half the battle when trying to reach your fitness goals. So, what's your body type? Let's look at each one individually, and we'll start with the ectomorph. Ectomorphs are slender, and some people would just say they're downright skinny. They have extremely fast metabolisms and can eat as much as they want and gain very little weight. They have low body fat, tend to be a little hyperactive, and have a very hard time building muscle. Now, personally, when I graduated high school, I was 5'10 and 130 pounds. I was a classic ectomorph, very, very skinny. And if anyone remembers the show What's Happening, I looked just like Raj from that show back in the day. More famous ectomorphs are basketball player Kevin Durant, model Kate Moss, comedian Chris Rock, rapper Snoop Dogg, actress Cameron Diaz, and a famous karate expert, Bruce Lee. Next, we have the endomorph, and they are the exact opposite of the ectomorph. They are larger in appearance and tend to carry a little more body fat. They tend to be softer and rounder. They have a difficult time losing weight no matter how much they diet and exercise. John Goodman, Jack Black, Queen Latifah, Oprah Winfrey are considered ectomorphs. And most football offensive linemen are endomorphs as well. Now, as I said, endomorphs tend to be the exact opposite of the ectomorphs. The ectomorphs tend to be hyperactive and have unlimited energy, it seems like. Endomorphs, on the other hand, get fatigued easily. Endomorphs can gain weight easily, a little too easily actually, while ectomorphs have a harder time gaining weight. So the opposites. So now we looked at the endomorphs and ectomorphs. Let's look at the third body type, which is the mesomorph. The mesomorph is right in between the endomorph and the ectomorph. To some, this body type is not too big, it's not too small, it's just right. This is a body type you see primarily in the magazines and in our action movies. Famous mesomorphs are Arnold Schwarzenegger, when he was in his prime, of course, LeBron James, Sylvester Stallone, Kournikova, and Halle Berry. Mesomorphs are naturally lean, naturally strong, and muscular. Broad shoulders for the guys, and a defined hourglass shape for the women. they can lose body fat relatively easily and gain muscle quickly. Mesomorphs respond to exercises very quickly as well, which make them great candidates for those before and after pictures you see in the magazines. That's something to think about. So, how does this relate to you in your mental and physical fitness, you may be wondering? It's very simple, actually. So I just want you to ask yourself, should these three body types expect the same results if they perform the same exercises? Should they even do the same exercises? In a previous radio show, I talked about fitness trends and how it's important to not get caught up in what's popular, but instead to focus on what exercises are right for you. This is even more important when it comes to body type. Look at what's popular now as far as fitness. Trainers are inviting everyone of all fitness levels to take their group fitness class. And a lot of times they promise results. Yeah, you might get results, but it may not come as quickly as that person next to you. Why? Body type for one reason. Other reasons may be your lifestyle and your dietary habits, but body type is something that cannot be overlooked. If a person knows what their body type is, they are one step closer to their fitness goal because they can better prepare themselves mentally for the training that they have to do. Not only that, it can help you to not get frustrated when you know what you have to do and you know what your body type is. So again, I ask you, are you an ectomorph, endomorph, or mesomorph? Keep in mind, you could also be a combination of the two types or change body types altogether. You have to be mentally strong to stay focused and disciplined enough to keep going, even when you want to give up or when you see other people getting results. An ectomorph can start to show characteristics of an endomorph or mesomorph as the years progress. It all depends on their lifestyle. Pregnancy can also change a woman's body type. There are many other possible factors involved, and it's up to you to find out what you are. So next time you start a new fitness routine or take part in a fitness weight loss challenge, keep these thoughts in your mind. It could save you from a lot of unnecessary stress and frustration. There is nothing, quote unquote, wrong with you if you are working hard and not seeing the results you think you should be seeing. It just may take you a little longer, and that's really normal. We all respond differently to exercise, and so try not to compare yourself to others too much, especially if they are a different body type. A lot of times when we compare ourselves to others, we start to put ourselves down sometimes, or we tend to overinflate ourselves, you know, unnecessarily. In either case, that may not be the best for you long term. I'm going to stop right here, but for more, please check out my upcoming book, The Three Pillars of Strength, Increasing Your Physical, Mental, and Spiritual Fitness. I do want to thank you for taking the time to listen to me today. Again, I'm Jeff White with JW Fitness Solutions, and I'm available for fitness consultations, writing, or speaking engagements. And I'm always looking to assist people with their fitness goals, being mental, physical, or spiritual. Drop me a line. I'd be happy to hear from you, whether you have a question or a comment. I can be reached right here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook at Jeff White Fitness Solutions, my website, jeffwhitefitnesssolutions.com, Twitter at JW Fitness Jeff. Again, that's JW Fitness with one S as in Sam, Jeff. And on YouTube for my fitness videos. So everyone, have a great day. Stay positive and be productive. And remember, what's popular today may not necessarily be what's right for you and your body type. Stay focused on your goals, and you can definitely achieve those fitness goals. And be on the lookout for my book soon. Till next time, actually next week, I will have another show, and I'll be talking about the dangers of prescription drugs. We all know about the dangers of illegal drugs, but prescription drugs have their dangers as well that need to be talked about. bringing everyone. Until next time, have a great week, and have a good night. Thank you. Peace.